After becoming the second woman ever to win Best Director at the Cannes Film Festival, Sofia Coppola has stunned audiences with her latest take on the power of female seduction. The Beguiled, starring Nicole Kidman and Kirsten Dunst, is set amongst the backdrop of the American Civil War and how girls come to play when an unexpected visitor shows up on their doorstep. I'm joined now by our movie reviewer, Olivia De Silva, to talk about this and other new releases. Hey, Olivia.
Morning, Jenny. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And can you tell us a little bit about the background of this film?
So it's basically set in Virginia during the Civil War. So there's two sides. There's obviously the Confederates and the Yankees. A Yankee soldier ends up at this boarding school run by women, and it's just a shock to all of them because they haven't seen a man in so long. And he really sends waves through the whole school, through every student there, because he's just so different. And he brings out really the worst in them, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's played by Colin Farrell, and he really brings out the power of female seduction and competitiveness and what females will really do to win the attention of a man when they haven't seen men for so long. They've just been isolated with each other, and it's just this all-out war for this guy's attention, which is really interesting.
Well, and I bet there's a lot of pressure for him to perform well in this. Has he done well?
Yeah, he did a really good job. I was really ambivalent about his character because you never knew if he was a good person or if he had sinister intentions, whether he was taking these women for a ride or if he really cared about them. And you never really knew until I think the ending where
No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers, where he kind of just showed his true colours.
Right. And of course, there are some marvellous, highly renowned actors in this, Nicole Kidman and Kirsten Dunst. How do they go?
Yeah, so Nicole Kidman was this great, blunt southern woman who stood up against everyone in this film. She was really good. She had this stoic gaze upon everyone, which was really interesting, and she played the part really well. She's done a string of successful films lately, and Kirsten Dunst was really good in this one as well, playing the Southern Belle. And yeah, they both worked really well together, this mix of light and dark in their characters.
Now, I seem to recall a film from maybe 40 years ago by the same name, starring Clint Eastwood. Is it a remake?
Definitely not a remake. Sofia Coppola has gone on the record to say that it has not been taken, like, any inspiration from that film, because that film focused rather on the man's perspective, whereas this one is all about the girl's perspective. So they both stem from a novel called The Beguiled or The Painted Devil by Thomas P. Cullinan, a Southern Gothic. So they both stem from that, but they're definitely not like a remake of each other.
And do you think the cinematography is helpful in creating a certain atmosphere?
Yeah, so the aspect ratio was really off, and Sofia Coppola did this to create a sense of claustrophobia in the film, making everything really tense. And the lighting is also really dark and shady, so it's very seductive. Yeah, she was just trying to create this really strong atmosphere of uncertainty throughout the film.
It's amazing how filmmakers can play with our emotions like that.
I know, I was really tense the whole time.
Movie reviewer Olivia De Silva's with us. 3 years after Interstellar, Christopher Nolan is back with his highly awaited World War II drama Dunkirk. The film, which follows the true story of the Dunkirk evacuation of 1940, brings audiences outstanding performances and career best for Nolan, so I've heard. Olivia, can you tell us about the historical context of the film and whether it stays true to the events that occurred in 1940?
Sure. So the film, of course, is set in the French city of Dunkirk, and we see it from three perspectives. So we see land, sea and air, and we see the soldiers really working together to get this evacuation because they were landlocked by the German enemy and they needed to go across the channel back into Dorset in the UK. So we see this mass effort to get them all out. And of course, it was really hard for many of the British soldiers, but not that I'm an expert on the subject, but the film did play a great part in showing that part of history and how the effort was very hard and not without its challenges.
And it sounds as though it's one of Christopher Nolan's most intense and nerve-wracking thrillers. Would you say that's the case?
Yeah, I was stressed the whole time. Just you were put in the soldier perspective as a fighter in the war because the sounds were so loud, the images were so confronting, and it really showed that what they went through was severe, unhelpful for the war effort.
Mm. And is there sort of a certain element of light and shade in this? Is, you know, it sounds like it's really intense, but is it intense the whole way through?
Yeah, it really is a nail biter, this one. I guess there are moments where there's a bit of light, but it's mostly very, very intense because this effort was very quick. And so I think the director wanted to show that, and he wanted to show how stressful it was.
Mm. And how do you think he went? Do you think this was one of his best?
I think it was a career best for him. Many critics have hailed it one of the best war films of all time now. So
wow, that's
massive. It was a really great film. It was very enjoyable, and you felt the time fly past very quickly.
It has been rated very highly online, and there was a lot of hubbub about the performances in the film. How do you feel they were in the context of a large group ensemble?
So they were really excellent. One of the standout performances was Tom Hardy, and he played a pilot for the RAF, and he was really good. And he said basically everything with his eyes. He had less than 10 lines of dialogue, but he was just so expressive, and he was stunning. And there were lots of unknown actors in this because Christopher Nolan wanted to show that the soldiers were just faces. So that's why he cast the unknown actors, and they were really good in portraying these boys who just wanted to go home.
Oh, well, thanks so much for joining us to talk to us about both sound like amazing films.
Thank you.
Olivia De Silva there, and we were talking about Dunkirk and before that, The Beguiled.